The final technical safeguard we will examine is transmission security. Transmission security controls prevent unauthorized access to EPHI that is transmitted over computer networks, such as a local area network, LAN, or the Internet. Some methods that are commonly used to transfer electronic information from place to place include email, over the Internet, or over private networks. An example of this is an EHR system that has a client program running on a workstation that communicates with a server and transmits EPHI over the local area network. Transmission of EPHI over any network is permitted as long as appropriate controls are in place to protect EPHI from unauthorized access. There are two important methods that help ensure that EPHI is transferred securely: integrity controls and encryption. Integrity controls are measures that ensure that data transmitted electronically are not inappropriately modified, either intentionally or accidentally, such as problems with the network. This is similar to the requirement to ensure the integrity of data stored on electronic media, and the same mechanisms, such as hashing algorithms and checksums, can be used to detect unauthorized or accidental alterations of EPHI transferred over a network. Encryption is also an important safeguard to use when transferring data over a network. Data is encoded before being sent over a network, which means it's converted from a format like plain text that is understandable into a format that is scrambled and undecipherable. If the data is inappropriately accessed during transmission, it won't be decipherable. The data can only be converted back into an understandable format once it reaches its intended destination. Encryption can also be used as a method of ensuring the integrity of EPHI during transmission, since altered encrypted data will not be able to be decoded back to its original state, thus indicating inappropriate or accidental tampering of the data. An example of transmission security that you may be familiar with is the use of SSL to encrypt the transmission of information over the web. A website address that contains HTTPS is using this standard protocol to encrypt the transfer of information from a web server to a web browser located on a workstation computer.